What is up, guys? Welcome to the Think Computers Weekly Tech Podcast. This is episode 346. And our podcast, of course, is brought to you by Amazon. If you go to thinkcomputers.org/Amazon and happen to purchase something, that gives us a little kickback and keeps the podcast on going. With me, of course, is Ryan. What's going on?
I'm just kind of riding the struggle bus, making sure I'm getting everything, making sure everything's streaming in the right
every
place.
Time, right? every time we do a podcast, Ryan has like unplugged something or like changed something where he has to make sure it works again.
And I like to make sure it starts right on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, right? So like as soon as it goes live, I have all my other tabs and I just like make sure everything's starting right.
Well, that's good because I don't even check. I'm running the podcast and that's it. Like I don't even.
And we've got a 60-second like intro timer. Yeah. So then I have 60 seconds to go through all of those and like make sure that everything's good. So.
Gotcha. Okay. I appreciate you doing that because we could just be talking to nobody.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Exactly. But yeah, so this is going to be our last podcast of 2022, which is crazy. This year's gone by so fast. It just was Christmas. How was your Christmas?
It was good. It was busy. We had one event on Christmas Eve, and then we had four events on Christmas Day. Like we opened presents with the kids here at the house Christmas morning, then like had a lunch, had an afternoon, and then an evening. And then that evening it started raining and sleeting and like freezing rain. And now, you know, and we were an hour away from home. So we were driving back in freezing rain. And when I got home in the car in the garage, it was like coated in ice. Thankfully the roads weren't bad when we were driving, but it was a little hectic. So yeah, it was a little busy.
Yeah, that sounds. I had a good Christmas. I really didn't do all that much. Didn't go home, so I stayed in San Diego. So I just kind of hung out, watched Christmas movie, and yeah, that's about it. And
what movie did you watch?
What movie do you think I watched, or do you know? Because I did post it on my social media.
Oh, you did? I don't know. Did you watch Elf?
No, I watch it every year, and it's an excellent Christmas movie. But many people don't know about it. But it's an excellent Christmas. Friday After Next.
It's a Christmas movie?
Yeah, it's totally. A Christmas movie.
Yeah,
and it's hilarious, and it's such a good movie.
I mean, I love Friday, but yeah.
Yeah, Friday After Next. I watch it every Christmas. It puts me in a good mood.
Is that the third one then?
That's the third one. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I just hung out. I actually just, you know, did some emails and just, yeah, that's basically it. Right. I thought about going to the beach, but then I was just like, I just want to kind of just veg out and not really do anything. But I definitely, I feel bad for you because going to all those things and just, you know.
It's a whirlwind and like so much. I mean, I can't complain. It was like all a bunch of awesome food and getting to see.
That's the best part. That's the best part about the holidays is the food. I went to a couple holiday parties before Christmas. Food was good. You just kind of hang out. It's kind of nice. Yeah. But yeah, did you get anything cool for Christmas or did you get your kids anything cool for Christmas?
Santa got my son a ping pong table. He's been wanting one for a while, and
so like a full size.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
nice. That's awesome.
And then my daughter, she got a one of those like hoverboards.
Okay, you know, those are dangerous. I had one. For a while.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. All right. I had a friend over, and she was trying it out. And you know, when you first get on, if you just
I still can't do it.
And like I had hardwood floors. And she literally stepped on it and just fell straight backwards. And I thought she died. I literally thought she died. I was like, they're a lot of fun though. I had one for like, remember when they were like super, like that was the new thing.
Oh yeah. I'm surprised that they're still like, I mean, they're still a popular thing.
I think a company sent us one to review. Maybe. I think that's how I got it. I don't remember.
Yeah. It was before me.
Yeah. This was maybe 5 years ago or so. I mean, it was a while back. Yeah. Those are a lot of fun, especially inside, you know, if you have the room to kind of zoom around, because they do go pretty fast.
Yeah. I think hers will go like 7 miles an hour or something.
Yeah. And that's fast for being inside.
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
No, I don't think I got, now I'm like feeling bad. Cause I'm like, oh, what did I get for Christmas? It's only 3 days later, but there's been a lot that's gone on. No, I don't think I got anything, you know, I mean, I bought my processor around Thanksgiving time, so I didn't really
need
anything.
Yeah, I didn't really get anything either. I bought some stuff for Vegas for CES. And then I'm going to Hawaii the week after. I bought some stuff for my GoPro, but I mean that wasn't really like Christmas stuff. It was just stuff that I needed or wanted for that. But hopefully everybody out there had a good Christmas. It's always good to have time off. I think that's the best thing. It's just like having some time off. You know, you're kind of like, it's a whirlwind all before Christmas, and then you have at least a couple days off. And I think most people had like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then they had Monday off.
I took Friday off and we had Monday off. So I had 4 days, and then like there's a lot of folks that are just taking this whole week, cause then it's just going to roll into, you know, New Year's.
Yeah, and a lot of people, like, I think we said it last podcast, a lot of people are just done for the year. Like they're mentally checked out. They're, they're working from home the last week and they're not really even checking emails. I mean, it's kind of like the end of the year here. So we're going to get into tech stuff. If you guys do want to follow along, we do have our full show notes page that has everything that we're going to be talking about this week. So you guys can follow along, click through and get more information on everything that we are talking about. Now, I took a look at my first Z790 motherboard. Z790, of course, supports 12th and 13th gen. But, you know, for when 13th gen came out, the i9-13900K, we have a whole new slew of motherboards with a bunch of new features. And the biggest feature, I think, compared to the previous generation, is that you're getting PCI Express 5.0 on your expansion slots as well as storage. So this is basically an up-to-date platform with the fastest storage, fastest graphics that you can have. And the board that I took a look at is ASRock's Z790 Tai Chi, which is their flagship. It is, I mean, this board looks, I just like love the Tai Chi boards. They look so cool. Yeah. Let's bring this up pretty big so you guys can see it. I mean, like, just such a cool board.
It has some really good lighting effects too on it.
Yeah, and that's one thing. Before we get into all the different features, the actual RGB lighting on this board, I really like, because so many companies have like crazy toned down their RGB lighting. And here you have it, you know, you have it on the chipset heatsink, and then you have it up here on the rear IO cover. But then you have it along this bottom M.2 heatsink here. And it's just like,
I don't know that we've ever really seen it on boards like that. Have we?
Maybe, but
if we have, it's not very often.
Yeah, it's not very often. You get it around or like at the bottom edge of the board or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I just think it, again, so many companies have toned back the RGB lighting. And I like the RGB lighting, but for a lot of people, it's like, just put it there. If somebody doesn't like it, they'll turn them off. Like, you can turn it off.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's always good to have it. So that's one thing I really like about this board. It is an EATX board. So it's a pretty big board there. I mean, it's big, but that gives you room for a lot of stuff. The main key features are, you know, key takeaways with this board. I believe it's a 24 plus 2 plus 1 power design. Yeah, 24 plus 1 plus 2. You're really concerned about the 24, which is the 24 phases for the CPU. They use 105 amp smart power stages. So you're going to get 2,520 amps of total power for your CPU. So that's more than enough power to handle an i9-13900K, even if you're overclocking. And of course, you can see that the power delivery components are covered by these very large heat sinks. The one that's closest to the rear IO actually has an active cooling fan built into it. It's kind of hard to see with the gears and stuff here, but there is an active cooling fan in there as well. So if you are, you know, overclocking or something like that, you're going to get really great cooling with that active cooling fan. Now, I do have to say, the Z590 Tai Chi and the Z690 Tai Chi had the moving gear. And we talked about this when we reviewed them, because we reviewed both of those boards. No moving gear here. So these gears do not move. They're stationary. Not sure why they took it out. I know it's probably an extra cost. It's a pain.
I'm sure.
I thought that was one of the coolest features. I mean, you know, but you don't get that here, but you do get these cool gears. Like I said, it looks really cool. And all that, but you don't get that. As far as your expansion slots, you do get two PCI Express 5.0 X16 slots. The top slot is X16. The bottom slot is X8. If you do install two graphics cards, of course, they're going to run both at X8 speeds. Now, this board has a total of 5 M.2 slots. Technically, you can only use 4. And the reason for that is the top slot here. So you can see all of them. There's 2 right here, 3, 4, and then 5. The top slot, or the top two slots, one is PCI Express 5.0. The other one is PCI Express 4.0. So you can either use one or the other. You can't put two drives and stack them here the way that it's set up. So if you want to do 4 PCI Express or 1 PCI Express 5.0 and then, you know, 3 PCI Express 4.0, you could do that, or you can do 4 PCI Express 4.0. But
is that the Wi-Fi module there?
Yeah, this is the Wi-Fi module. Yeah. But yeah, tons of M.2 space, which I really like to see. I am a crazy fast storage guy. We've talked about this multiple times. So you have a ton of storage. Of course, everything is covered by heat sinks. And I think the bottom half of the board looks quite good altogether there. But you have heat sinks for everything. The only thing that you don't have, which we've seen from both at least MSI and Asus, is that they don't have the quick locks. So you do have to use those super, super tiny screws to get everything installed there. That's one thing that this board does not have. You're also going to get, on the rear I/O, you are going to get USB 4/Thunderbolt 4. I just don't like the Thunderbolt. It's just, I would rather have USB 3.2 Gen 2x2. But everybody's going Thunderbolt 4. And maybe when they figure out USB 4, it will actually operate faster than USB 3.2 Gen 2, not 2x2. It's like, it's such a mess with how all this works. But you get the 2 Thunderbolt, which of course is good to see. And then you do get by header. Where are we at here? You do get USB 3.2 Gen 2x2 by a header. So the header is right here. So if you do have a case that supports it, you do have that there as well. I like this board. It has, like, there's nothing missing beyond 10 gig LAN. So you get 2.5 gig LAN and Wi-Fi 6E. Both of those are killer NICs as well. So you have, you know, you have pretty, if you want to go wired, you have 2.5. If you want to go wireless, you have Wi-Fi 6E, which is super fast. Being the flagship, you might want 10 gig LAN, but again, that's, you're only really going to find that on certain boards. You know what I mean? I would say that is the really the only thing missing. Again, you can see that RGB lighting. It just looks
not bad. Yeah.
I like the way it looks. But yeah, everything about this board, again, no issues with anything. Everything ran great. BIOS is great. We have a full BIOS video in the review if you want to check that out there as well. Yeah, it's just a good board. I really like it. Yeah, I gave it a 9 out of 10 and a recommended award. Again, no moving gear, no 10 gig LAN. If that's something that you want, you'd have to, you know, look somewhere else. They also have another version of this same feature set, except for it's, let's go to their website here.
Yeah, I think that $500 price point, not having 10 gig LAN, just feels bad, you know? Like,
yeah.
Give me that bandwidth.
Let's see here. What is this? 1700. So they have the Carrera.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how none of the pictures are loading. But anyways, it's a little bit different. It has this sort of marble finish. I think it's about $20 more expensive. But it's the same feature set. So you're getting the exact same feature set, except for it's this white design, and it comes with this white one white fan. But I think it's like $20 more expensive. But if you're into this color instead, you can pick this one up. Yeah, but like I said, it's a good, it's a great board. We've been talking about this for years, but the Tai Chi boards always give you everything that you want for the platform for the most part. I haven't reviewed a Tai Chi board lately that doesn't have a feature that I think you should have, right? So they've done a really good job at that. I would definitely recommend this if you are doing a new Intel build. Great board. So check out that review. I also took a look at a quiet case from Silverstone. So this is their SATA Q1. It looks like the cases that we had 10 years ago. I mean, it's just that all steel, solid kind of deal.
Brushed front, it looks like. Is it a brushed front? Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, it's not metal.
Right, it's plastic. Yeah.
Yeah, it's plastic. And I honestly thought, so do you remember all the cases where the front was a door?
It was like in a hinge open?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is a door. But like, why would you need a door? Because we don't use optical media these days.
Right.
So it's a great case. All sound dampening material all over this thing, including the front. They actually, the front is engineered really cool. Inside, they call it a sound maze. The way the sound is meant to dissipate the sound from the system in the front. It's really cool. But sound dampening material on both side panels and on the top. This is a no frills case, right? So no lighting, no window, none of that stuff. This is made for performance professional user who wants a quiet system. But it is going to support all the newest, latest, greatest hardware. You also get the Type-C on the front. So again, if you do have, fast portable storage, you can, of course, use that. You can see that sound dampening material on the top here. It's thick. This one is removable, which is nice. So, top looks like this completely closed off. But if you did want to install cooling up here, you can actually remove it. It's magnetized. So if you wanted to do that, you could go ahead and do that. Inside, like I said, it is very much a no frills case. You can do 6 hard drives out of the box with this one. Not being a quiet case, a lot of these quiet cases will support like 8 or 9 hard drives because people are building their own, NAS system. This isn't one of those cases, so that's sort of a letdown with this. But beyond that, like I said, it's going to fit this actually supports SSI motherboards and extended ATX as well. So if you are doing some Xeon system or something like that, it will support the motherboard. So you remove these covers right here, and you can actually fully go out to the edge here. Which is awesome. So, and again, this isn't like a massively big case. So having that large motherboard support in a case that's relatively small when it comes to those size motherboards is actually pretty nice here. So like I said, I really like this case for that specific reason. You can see our build inside, our build is just simple, clean, quiet, but again, if you're a professional user, all you want is performance. And this case does perform decently well. Now, the thing that I think Silverstone didn't do correct here is that the 3 included fans, so you get 3 or 2 at the front and 1 at the back, they're RPM fans. They are not PWM fans. So at idle, it kind of sits in the middle here. And our temperature scales, at idle. And then at load, the thing you want to, or that's the, sorry, those are temperatures, the noise levels. So, sits in the middle here, both at idle. That's because those fans are running at just their normal speed. They're not slowing down, that PWM fans do. That's what keeps a lot of cases super, super quiet. But at load, this thing is incredibly quiet in both of our tests. Actually, the quietest case from the front side of the case out of all of them. And, you know, if you look during idle, we measured the sound at 40.1 decibels. And then at load, it's only 41.2. So the difference,
like, barely moved.
Yeah. So it's the sound dampening material really does make a difference.
Right.
You know, and again, we went from, 40.1 on the side to 42.3 on the side of the case during load. So that's just that amount of sound performance is really good. So again, if you're looking for a quiet case, this is one of the better ones. It's one of the few quiet cases in this size that's also going to support SSI as well as extended ATX motherboards. Comes with 3 fans, which will do you well. You have support to add up to 7 fans total. Water cooling support in the front, in the top as well. And again, it fits, you know, the longest graphics cards. It's going to be fine for all of that. Quality made. Silverstone has quality stuff. All the sound dampening material is high quality there as well. And that stuff's not cheap. This case comes in at $194 on Amazon right now. So it is not cheap. But if you look at other quiet cases, they're over $200 as well. So I gave it an 8 out of 10. Biggest problem, I think, is that the fans are RPM, not PWM. I think that's kind of the downside to this case. Also, while you do get support for 6 hard drives out of the box, only 2 of those are 3.5-inch. And for like most people, like gamers, like we're going to do SSDs. But for a lot of professional users, they want those, you know, 10 terabytes RAID setup and only having support for 2 3.5-inch hard drives kind of eliminates a lot of what maybe their customers for this case might be. So that was a bit of a letdown, I would say, if that's kind of what the case that you were looking for. And then finally, the standoffs in the case, they're only installed for mini ATX and micro ATX. Everything ATX and above, you have to install the standoffs. And there's no standoff tool installed or that comes with this, and you have to like twist them on. I use pliers.
Those are pain in the butt sometimes.
Yeah, so it would have been nice to have a standoff tool included, or at least for like most users, install them up to ATX, because that would have been nice as well. So those are the downsides. I do think, again, not many cases this size support SSI form factor motherboards. And again, it's super quiet and the performance shows that. So if you're interested in this case, check out the review.
Could you tell it was heavier than normal because of the sound dampening? Yeah, like that. Yeah. You wouldn't think it adds that much for as thin as that paneling is. I mean, it really adds some heft, at least in my experience.
Yeah, it's in the front too, has like, again, that like maze, and there's a bunch of material in there to keep it quiet. So it's, but like I said, it's if you are the person that doesn't want a gamer looking PC, you're more interested in actual sound performance, this is going to be one of the better cases out there. So, gotcha. So check out that review. We'll move on to Case Mod Friday, and we have another great build from Tim Pile. This is the C700 Mi. It's part of the Cooler Master Case Mod World Series 2022, done inside the Cooler Master C700. My favorite part of this is the front, actually.
It is cool, just that pump. And
yeah, it kind of looks like
kind of sitting there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's a cool thing. Great matching colors, matching kind of everything all together, and we can kind of go through.
Nice. It's a nice, like, wintry themed build is what it makes me think of, right?
Yeah.
White and blue, just ice cold frost. Yeah.
Yeah. With the silver, it just looks really, really
nice. And the skis right underneath it and on top. It's just such a winterish build for me. I love this thing. That's very cool.
Well, those are, I mean, I guess you could see those as skis, but yeah.
Well, no, on the bottom. like the stands, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. But yeah, just a cool build. It's just sleek. I think, yeah, it's more like it's just a sleek build for me. Yeah, I mean, that's just...
That's nice looking.
Yeah. Very, very cool.
Chrome tubing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, chrome tubing, EK water cooling. And this is actually the... Wait, is that the back? Where the
pump Yeah, that was the back. Cause
Okay, yep. That's the back. That's not the front. That's the back. The front was...
Front at the...
Yeah, at this, yeah.
USB and everything up top.
Yeah, that's such a cool build. It's just sleek and sophisticated. Yeah, I like this one. And this is like, he hasn't done a ton of builds this year, so
I was gonna say I don't feel like we've featured many of theirs this year.
Yeah, so this is one of he just finished this. Maybe we'll see it at CES actually. Because cool. I know they're gonna have a ton of mods at their booth, so I'm excited for cool. all that. But yeah. You like I said, see how this kind of tubing kind of goes in? I like it. It's just, I don't know. Everything just sits well in this case for me, too. It's just like, I don't know. I really like it. So check this one out. Again, shout out to Tim Pillay. He does really, really good work when it comes to case mods. So, and like I always say, we do have our full section of Case Mod Friday builds. You guys can kind of scroll through and just get some inspiration or just want to look at case mods all day. You can definitely do that there. We'll move on to news this week, and it's a lot of RTX 4070 Ti because it is going to launch next week at CES. So leak benchmark, Octane Bench. This is not a gaming benchmark. This is a benchmark that uses different render engines like CUDA and a bunch of other things. And the RTX 4070 Ti was run through it, and it shows it's about the RTX 4070 Ti is 5% faster than the RTX 3090 Ti, which I mean
that seems good to me, right?
Yeah, I think that if you're getting like
when your third, like as far as the cards available, because we'll consider this available, I guess. Like, it's your third one down, right, from the top, and it's beating your fastest card of last generation.
Yeah, because all I think previously, and I could be wrong about this, but you would jump, you know, the next generation would jump one up. So if you had a 2070, right, it would perform at a 1070 or a 1080.
Right.
You know, you would jump one up. Here, we're still beating the flagship of the previous generation.
Yeah.
And again, good. This isn't
only 5%.
This is not a gaming benchmark. Keep that in mind. But that looks pretty good to me. I mean,
I like this news story. There's some others we're going to cover that I don't necessarily like, but
yeah, so that's a good start. And again, we'll see all the benchmarks and stuff come out next week. But if you're considering, I mean, you just keeps your hopes up. Like, this is going to be something that I'm definitely interested in. So, also, Zotac cards, their RTX 4070 Ti's, the Amp and Trinity cards have been leaked, so we can get a good look at these. Same kind of design that we saw from the, so they have an Amp Aero, which you can see here, which has the circle. I've never liked this circular on any of the
cards. I enjoy it. I like it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it, but so
it's it's a lot different from their previous like designs. I know we've kind of seen this from them, but they used to have very angular cards.
Yeah.
And now we're in these like smooth flowing lines.
Yeah. So this is the Amp Aero. And then this is their Trinity card, which again has the it's more circular. And then you have the Trinity OC, which is just the same card, just overclocked slightly. So those three cards were leaked. Like I said, it's all kind of what we expect. You know what I mean? It is nice too, the Trinity cards. So this is the Aero card, I believe. But the Trinity cards are two slot. Like you can see they're slotted for two, which means that the 4070s we should see not, you know, again, the 4090 is huge. The 4080s are still pretty big. You know, we'll get it sort of down to normal size that we're kind of used to. Normal size
cards, yeah.
Yeah, that we're kind of used to. So we'll definitely.
I mean, the amp's a three slot, right? Yeah.
Yeah. The amp arrow, yeah. But yeah, so this is the price, the story that you don't seem to be quite happy about. So the 4070 Ti, it has been listed in, now this is in China.
Okay.
I believe. Yeah, this is Chinese market. It's been listed for pre-order at the same price as the canceled RTX 4080 12GB. Now this is in China, but if this holds true, it would still be $899, correct?
Yeah.
So it still would be $899. Now again, this is in China. We don't know if that's going to hold true in the United States. But I could see NVIDIA doing it.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. You know? No. Yeah. It's just one of those.
So much money. So much money for I'm going to call it a third tier card. Not that
it is a third tier card.
Right? So it's. I can't even imagine.
So why? Here's the question. You know, they announced the 40 series, 4090, 4080, 16 gig, 4080, 12 gig. Yep. Obviously, they got blowback for the 4080, right?
Right. 12 gig, yeah.
Yeah, they got blowback saying this isn't a 4080, it's a 4070. So they changed the name. Core configuration's the same from, you know what I mean? Now, if this holds true, price is the same. So what does it matter?
All it is a name now.
Because it's still...
Well, what it does is it shifts up your price points for everything else. Like, because now you've set the stage for, well, it's like it does that. It's the name does matter because now everybody's been used to like a price point almost, I guess, for the 70 series. But you just raised it up and everything else below it can come with it now. Because you're not going to have a huge gap between like the 4070 Ti and just like the 4060, right? They're not going to have a...
I just don't think that, like, if you change the name and drop the price, I'm okay with it. But if you just everything's the same, but you just change the name,
right? This is just the 4080 12 gig.
Yeah, it's like
that's all this is.
If you drop this $100, I'm okay with it because you're forced to drop it because a 4070 tier card shouldn't cost that much. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
that's what I'm saying is like you just said it, a 70 tier card shouldn't cost that much, and now you've set the price point of and you've raised everything else below it up to a level that's higher than it previously was, when this could have been a 4080 and the 4070 Ti could have been cheaper.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't feel like paying $900 for a video card. That's not a top tier card.
But right? if you think again, based on our previous story, would you pay, I mean, a 3090 Ti?
Right, that's true. I mean, a 3090 Ti, yeah, right, for $900. Yeah, I mean.
All of this is difficult.
It is.
It's like, because performance-wise, I mean, the 3090 Ti was what? How much was it when it
launched? I don't know, but I expect... As a consumer, I feel like we should be able to expect a performance increase without an extreme price increase, right?
But do you think because we're getting such a high performance increase, is the price justified for that high of a performance increase?
I don't know, because it seems like it's you know, about every two generations, it feels like we get this huge uplift in performance and it kind of carries along prices. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough one. And it's a tough sell for a lot of people because you're on a 70 series card, right?
Right.
And how much was that card?
I think I paid $529 for it.
Yeah, so like between $500 and $700, I think, is the sweet spot for a 70 series card.
Well, 700, it had to be like, yeah, top of the line.
Yeah.
Overclock, yeah, but like whatever. But yes, yeah.
You know, but maybe again in this 40 series, maybe we will see, you know, we'll see a 4060, a 4050, a 40, maybe even something lower. That will, like, maybe we won't see any GTX this time. You know what I mean? You won't see any GTX cards. Maybe this is just a new thing where maybe the 3060 is the real sweet spot.
Right.
Or yeah, the 30 or the 40, the 4060, sorry. And then like a 4050, maybe that's the actual sweet spot for like 1080p, 1440p or whatever. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think we've talked about this too, is like, what games are we playing that need this, you know, 4070 Ti, 4080, 4090 performance, right? I'm not going to be playing any new games with a 4070
Ti. We have a product. At the end of this that
can. I know. Yeah. It could take advantage of it. But yeah. The games that I'm playing, right? Like, I'm going to keep playing Apex Legends and WoW and some Minecraft here and there, right?
At 1440 as well.
At 1440, 144 hertz, right? Like, I don't need, you know, maybe I do need to rethink my thought process and go, okay, maybe a 4060 Ti is enough for me and what I do.
Yeah.
A 4060 is going to be so much faster than a 2070 Super, right?
At least based on...
Am I just in like an online measuring contest, right?
Yeah.
Because I've got a 4070 Ti and I can laugh at the people that have a 4060 when like I could have just bought the 4060 and been perfectly happy.
Yeah, it's maybe I think we'll get a lot more clarification as we have the entire 40 series out, right? Mm-hmm. At least this first, you know, launch of what, you know, we should get a 4060 and you would think a 4050, and then see where those kind of land as far as pricing and performance. I think then we'll have a better idea of everything. So we shall see. There we have my buddy Corey's in the chat. Good to see you. Thanks for stopping by here. Also talking about new 40 series graphics cards. You remember last generation, we saw Noctua partner up with Asus and come out with their cards. It looks like we will see them do the same thing for the 40 series. Now this card that we have the picture of, that's from the 30 series. The 40 series card is supposed to be refined. It's supposed to be, it might look a little bit different as well. The design might have changed. But these were beastly big cards. They had
so thick.
At least a 3080 and a 3080 and a 3070 they had. And they were total of 4.2 slots total. Like, they were big cards. And that's because they had to fit the Noctua fans and all that. Right. Do you think they're going to be bigger? Because the cooling requirements for the 4080 and 4090 are higher.
Yeah.
Do you think this thing is going to be 5 slot?
No.
It was 4.2 slot. Like, that's how big it was with the cooler.
I mean, at 5, like, you think of what a full-size... A mid-sized tower is, what, 7 slots?
Yeah.
So you're almost getting to, like, are you going to start affecting airflow intake, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think it would probably remain the same. I think we'll see 4.2 to 4.5 slot card.
Well, those are those were 25 millimeter thick fans, right? Mm-hmm. I think they were just their standard size fans. They could make a slimmer fan if they, like, maybe this last design was, okay, hey, we'll put a fan in here. That's our current model, but let's work on the next generation.
Yeah.
And we'll make a specific fan for this, you know, that's maybe a 15 millimeter thick, right? Maybe a little thinner so they can take advantage of a little more heat fins, but a thinner fan. So
I think we'll probably see a thinner fan or just the same design. Maybe refine the heat sink as well. So a little bit better performance that way.
Sure.
yeah, we'll see. But I'm excited for those. I do like this kind of collab. The collab's very cool. So stay tuned for that. We will be meeting with Asus at CES next week. So we should definitely see those. Moving over to CPU and motherboard stuff. Ryzen 7000 series non-X, we talked about. We had all the details last week. We have a launch date now, which will be available on January 10th. I think we'll see an announcement at CES and then available for sale on January 10th. Of course, that's the Ryzen 9 7900, Ryzen 7 7700, and Ryzen 5 7600, all non-X models, all 65-watt TDPs on this. And then we have pricing, 429, 329, 229. We talked about all the specs last week. But yeah, if you're looking to do a Ryzen build and you wanted a non-X version, non-high TDP, lower cost, there you go.
Yeah, that 7600 is a pretty nice buy for someone that doesn't need the overclocking. Like $230 for 6 cores, 12 threads. That 65-watt TDP is nice too, keeping your power usage and heat mm-hmm. output down quite a bit. Yeah.
And I believe these non-X versions come with the heat sinks too.
Even better.
Yeah. So yeah. So that is definitely exciting there if you're looking for that. Real quick in the chat, Corey says, how do you like your standing desk? Do you feel it's the right size? Yeah, I mean, I like the standing desk. I'm a huge fan. We talked about, we didn't talk about it last week or the week before. I don't know, recently. But yeah. So I use a standing desk. Obviously I'm sitting at it right now for the podcast. But yeah, no, I feel it's the right size, but it's all about kind of what size you want as far as the desktop. But yeah, I mean, it goes up to, you know, when I stand, no problem. I think this is like, this frame is made for anybody that's, I would say like 4 foot to 6'4", I think, as far as how tall it goes. So I think that's most people. I think if you're like a basketball player size, they do make a bigger one that goes higher, but it's more expensive.
The one I had, like at the highest height, it's decently high. Like,
yeah.
It's up there.
So yeah, no, I feel it's the right size, but again, look at, you know, your monitor setup, look at if you want your, cause a lot of people don't put their tower on their desk. I have my tower here. So look at the size of your monitors, you know, where you're going to put your tower, and then you kind of figure out the size. I like more desktop because, again, I put stuff here and I use it as a backdrop for all of our YouTube videos too. So my use case is different than other people. But I would say the larger the desktop, at least for me, the better. But yeah, no, I feel it's the right size. I like it. So yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we will have a video on the desk coming up after CES at some point too. So. Stay tuned for that. Also, on the motherboard side of things, we have some more B760 motherboards that have been leaked. These new ones come from Asus. So we have their ROG Strix board, which again, for like the
those
low,
look good. I like those.
Yeah, for like the low cost B760 chipset. I mean, these look nice. You can see this one. This is our micro ATX board. I feel like we don't see a ton of micro ATX, like, because it's not... It's
my favorite form factor.
Is it?
Yeah, for sure.
Why micro ATX over mini ITX?
Just the one extra PCI slot.
Okay. What do you put in there?
Well, I say one extra. Just in case. Like, I don't want to be limited. I know I say just in case, right? And I can't think of the last time I put an extra card in there.
That's why, like, that's why.
And yeah. It's a lot easier to find a micro ATX board with four memory slots. Usually, yeah. A lot of the times, the mini ATX are just two slots.
Yeah, that I would say that would be the biggest reason for me. Oh, I didn't even realize this. Do you see the button?
Yeah, I was gonna say it's got that button, the white button.
The
yeah.
button that unlocks it. Yeah. Oh, man, is this one having? They do. And this is a low cost board. That's awesome.
Alexa, stop.
I
probably just screwed up somebody's.
Yeah. Well, if they're listening to it on speakers, yeah. But
whoops.
And then here's the this one looks this
that does look good too.
Yeah, these look really good. We have all the prices here as well. Slightly more expensive than the previous gen, but that's kind of expected, but not by a lot, like 10, 15 bucks.
Is that a Tough Gaming below?
Okay. Yeah, this is a Tough Gaming. This one does not have the button.
Right.
But the Strix ones will. Yeah. I like this. I especially like that you get the button on the Strix boards. Because if you've ever tried to remove a graphics card,
all those heat sinks around there.
Well, yeah. Thing is, you have, if you're using like an air cooler, you have your air cooler heat sink, then you have your graphics card, then you get a I have like a little screwdriver that's like this, and I always have to put the screwdriver down and put it on the little thing and try to get in there. So it's nice that, you know, you have the button here. So yes, we have all those. Check those out. Also, Ryan, this next one is just right up your alley, because so we saw ASRock release their Sonic board for Z790. Now they're going to have a B760. So B760 PG Sonic.
There it is.
There it is. I still don't get this collab, honestly. No. I mean, I think it's cool. I think it's cool. Yeah. But I don't get the collab because Sonic is a Sega game.
Right. Like, where's the tie-in here? What are we missing? Yeah. Like,
but maybe it was like, this is the only thing they could license. I mean, it's well known. Everybody knows what Sonic is.
Sure.
So they're going to have, like I said, they're going to have they already have a Z790. Now they're going to have a B760M of the Sonic. Like I said, Sonic, you know, layouts and, you know, the ring here.
It's definitely begging for a build around it.
Yeah. So if you're into that, ASRock has that as well. Maybe this is like a new thing. Maybe we're going to see this every generation from them. Maybe, you know.
Maybe we'll get a Mario. No, we'll never get a Mario.
That's just, again, like all these, like this collab is odd because Sonic is not a PC game.
Right.
You know.
Next up will be like Street Fighter or something.
I would love, I would like this. And this is like Sega has to have some type of PC IP that they own.
Maybe. I don't know.
But like, you know, you'd want to see like a Doom theme board or like a Quake or like a, you know, like, because this is like an old legacy game that everybody knows. So, you know. But in any case, they do have it. We'll probably see that at CES as well.
So they have Football Manager 2023. That's on PC. They have Company of Heroes 3. They've got Hyenas.
I mean, I played Company of Heroes, like the first one.
Yeah.
But also talking about CPUs, the Core i9 13900K was overclocked to 9 gigahertz.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Like,
what?
By the Asus team. Overclocked to 9 gigahertz. I think this is the first time they've broken the 9 gigahertz barrier has been broken. Negative 250 degrees Celsius with, of course, LN2.
They're letting out the magic smoke.
Yeah, they have the video we have it in the article if you want to check it out. This also broke 14 world records, done on the Asus Z790, I think it's the ROG Apex motherboard as well. But that's just crazy. Like 9 gigahertz is just insane.
Yeah.
For an overclock. So check out the video. It's really cool.
Then again, like how long ago when was like the first 1 gigahertz processor?
Don't know.
You know what I mean? Like,
It has been a while. You know what I mean? And I mean, the 13900K stock will boost up to what, 5.2? Or 5.3.
Yeah. So it was the original Athlon, and it was June 23rd of 99.
So yeah, so I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah.
So 23 years. I mean, that's a while. So
for us to only make it to like, we're only at 5 something, right? 9 technically here, but it's the amount of performance you get though from those speed increases is nuts.
Well, that and
again, and the process architecture and IPC and all that's improved tremendously. So,
and obviously the core counts and all that kind of stuff. Moving over to something I think this is awesome. I'm a keyboard person. I love keyboards. Final Mouse, who is they're known for performance gaming mice. They're coming out with a new keyboard that has a display that's under the keys. So the keys are clear keycaps and it has a display. Now, the cool thing about this is that the display is powered by Unreal Engine. So there's like the possibilities of what you could do with the screen. And the keyboard itself has its own built-in CPU and GPU. I would assume it's like an, I don't know what it, like what it's based, but it has its own, like the keyboard itself is powering the display. Like it's not like you're plugging in an HDMI. Keyboard itself is powering the display. These pictures don't do it justice. We'll go to the video here.
The thing is, to make the imagery look good, you have to go with like these square keys, it looks like, and flat. Otherwise, I don't think that your video will shine through as well.
Yeah, but like, look at that. Like, how cool is that?
I mean, it's neat. Yeah.
Yeah.
And how are they doing how do the switches work? Like, how is their connectivity get back to the rest of the keyboard?
There is some pictures of the switch in
here. Because I didn't look into it too close. Like I was like, well, I can't afford this, so I'm not even gonna like.
I think the switches are clear. They're on, like, you can kind of see them. Yeah, see, like they're there.
Does it have like those tiny little leads like Corsair was showing on that case?
I don't know.
A couple years ago,
but I'm not sure how it all works. But I mean, that is just cool. You know, and like the stuff that you can do on it. And again, because it's powered by Unreal Engine, there the possibilities of things that you can actually do with it is like a lot more than like RGB settings on your normal keyboard. Oh, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's just it's cool. So it's called the Final Mouse Centerpiece. It's available for pre-order, and you might see this as expensive for a keyboard. It's $349, which
that's not expensive.
For what this is, I don't think it's that expensive. I mean, most mechanical keyboards these days, anyways, are at least $100, you know, and then you go with like these clear key, like you know, you can spend $600-$800 on a custom keyboard, and one that does this. But again, this is only going to look cool sitting on your desk. How functional it really is. Maybe to light up certain keys, though.
That's why it's called the centerpiece. It's like just like a show. It's a showpiece.
But it could do certain things, like lighting up certain keys and.
I mean, you could design it like you could be totally, you know, whether it supports profiles to be like, all right, I'm using Photoshop now, right? So
Stuff
every like button needs to have this underneath it, or you know, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. It's cool. That's cool. Man. Yeah, it's awesome. So you can pre-order it. It's $349. I think it's super cool, but I'm a keyboard person. But
I'm surprised that's all it costs.
I don't know if that's like a pre-order only price and it's going to go up after that. I don't know.
Early pricing. Some.
Yeah, but that's super cool. Also, something that's super cool that you need a 4090 for. this leaked today. It looks like the Alienware will be showing off or announcing at CES a 500 hertz capable Alienware gaming monitor. This is the only picture we have of it. But it's 480 hertz via display ports. And then there's a mode that it will allow it to be overclocked to 500 hertz. We don't know much about this. We have the product name, which is AW2524AH, which we assume it's a 25-inch panel based on the AW25. 1080p IPS panel. That's all we know. It looks cool. You're going to get some RGB lighting on the back and all that, but 500 hertz is crazy.
It is. And, you know, we've seen these high refresh rate monitors, and we always ask, we always get to the discussion of, like, when's going to be enough, or, like, what's going to be the highest? And, you know, it's one of those, I'm going to have to see it for myself to see the difference between, like, a 360 and a 500, because you can definitely tell a difference between the 360 and the 144 or 120, yeah. Right? So, and you're looking at that 360 going, like, how can this get any better? Like, how, I don't understand. But then I'm guessing if you look at the 500 compared to the 360, you're going to be able to tell a difference.
Yeah, we're going to have to see this in person.
Right.
To see, and I'm sure we'll see a good amount of these at CES, I'm guessing, just because if one company has one, everyone
has this. Yeah. I could see one maybe from Asus, Gigabyte, Aorus, maybe.
But yeah, Acer, I mean,
in the past has had their Predator monitors.
Yeah, this is, like I said, that's just super. But I mean, yeah, it's a perfect thing, perfect size for somebody playing like where, you know, super fast FPS games like Apex, Counter-Strike, Modern Warfare, where you need it. 25-inch screen seems about the right size for that type of gaming as well. So yeah, that's exciting. Maybe, like I said, we'll get a peek of it at CES next week. So excited for that. Corey asked in the chat, will I get that keyboard for review? Probably not. Probably not. I wish I did, but probably not. But who knows? You never know. We never worked with Final Mouse before, but I am a big fan of their mice too. They have really, really nice mice. So yeah. And then finally, also coming out at CES, they announced these. And they're going to be showing them off at CES, is that Galax, the one I'm most excited about is the storage, but they have their Hall of Fame Pro DDR5, as well as their Hall of Fame Extreme 50 NVMe SSD, which is Gen 5, 10 gigabytes a second, read and write, which I need in my life because it's super fast. But I think both of these look great. The SSD... you can kind of
fan on it, right? Yeah.
Fan. It's all silver. The only thing I don't like about it compared to all of the other Hall of Fame products, what don't you think I like about this?
It's not white.
Yeah, the PCB is not white.
Yeah.
That's the Hall of Fame signature. So that's the only thing I don't like about it. But I think it is black because pretty much every motherboard's black, and having white there could.
Yeah.
You know, but it has the built-in fan, which I think most of these Gen 5 first gen models will have the fans or some type of crazy heat sink, because these are going to be pretty hot. But yeah, so the 2 terabyte version, 10,000 megabytes a second read and writes, the 1 terabyte, 9,500 megabytes a second read and write, super fast. Or no, 95, 85, 10,000, 95 on the 2 terabyte. And then we have the memory. So we have their Hall of Fame memory. I think it looks pretty good. But again, what's weird is this picture shows a black PCB, but I believe the main picture shows them with a white. So maybe
they'll offer it in two versions.
Yeah, maybe you'll get two different versions, which would be cool as well. But those look pretty good as well. DDR5, up to 8,000 megahertz on that, so that's super fast as well.
These both look pretty cool.
Yeah, look good. And the, like I said, they'll be showing them off at CES, so excited to see that stuff as well. And then talking about, like I said, coming up next week, we don't have anything planned. I feel like I finished my reviews for the year. I do have some stuff that I'm still working on to review, but we have CES next week, which definitely I'm excited for. Ryan just had to redo his flights because of Southwest. I'm sure you guys know, or at least have heard either on social media or on the news about Southwest whole debacle, and Ryan didn't want to get.
Yeah, I was just, because you know, I kept seeing that they're like allowing you to cancel flights and without like some penalties up through January 2nd. Well, I was supposed to fly out to Vegas on January 2nd. So to me, that in my thinking, like, they may not have everything worked out by then, and it won't surprise me if they don't. I
mean, it's so bad. My friend, she flew from Pittsburgh to like Colorado or something, and she carried on. But she, I like on her story, on her Instagram story, it was like just like that post that I had sent you as well. Like where you get your bags is just like bags the everywhere. Like, of,
yeah,
yeah, bags it's everywhere. Crazy. Yeah. So well, like I said, yeah. So we will have CES next week, and we have a lot going on in CES. So
there we got a full calendar.
We will be doing a podcast either next Monday or Tuesday, depending on how we get everything set up. But we're going to try to do a live podcast. And we are going to try to live stream it, but our internet connection is typically not great. So we're going to try to do a live podcast either, again, like next Monday or next Tuesday. On that live podcast, we're going to be talking mainly about like our best of 2022. So we're going to talk about our favorite stories, some of the maybe our favorite things that we reviewed, best case mods we'll go over as well. So it's going to be kind of like a wrapping up of 2022. I think it'd be perfect to do that one in person. Yeah. I haven't seen Ryan in person in like 3 years. That's pretty crazy. Nope.
Yep.
So we'll have that. And then we'll be putting out full length videos, like, you know, full like CES videos all week, going into the following week. And then we're going to have a lot of short form content, YouTube shorts, Instagram reel type stuff all week. And there's going to be a ton of that. So just stay tuned. If you don't have us on social media, add us on all the socials. We'll put all of our content up there. We're going to have a lot of stuff. We're going to have articles on the website. We're going to have everything. It's going to be, it's going to be a lot of work.
To it.
It's going to be a lot of stuff. We have and the thing that's really nice this year is that because I moved to San Diego, I'm driving to Vegas so I can bringing the whole podcast setup. We're going to be, we're going to have a lot of gear. It's going to be pretty exciting. So definitely, like I said, that's going to be next week. I might throw in some reviews next week if I get some stuff done, but that is the plan. And then the following week, because we might not talk about it next week because it's going to be a whirlwind. The following week, there will not be a podcast because I'm going to Hawaii for my actual vacation, taking a vacation for a week. So I will be back the 17th of January, and then that following week, we'll have a podcast. We might do a wrapping up CES podcast if we have time, if we're not too burnt out from the week. I think that would be good, but we'll see how kind of all that goes as well. That is what's coming up next week. Like I said, we always talk about tech stuff. Did you do anything tech related?
I'm so busy. I did buy my wife a Ember Mug 2.
Okay. Those are expensive.
Coffee mug?
It's like $100.
That's more than that. I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah.
So I asked her about it today. I was like, so have you hooked that thing up yet? And she's like, no, I haven't. So I like got it all plugged in for her, and she's going to mess around with it tomorrow. So
I have seen that. Cool. I don't drink enough coffee. I drink iced coffee.
Oh,
now.
She does. So
yeah.
Yeah. That'll be worth it for her.
Yeah, no, I've just been getting ready for CES, making sure we have all the gear, buying stuff, just doing all that, taking the car to get service tomorrow just to make sure everything's all good. That would really be horrible.
I was like, all right, how far of a drive is it? I think it's like 19-hour drive. So I was like, I could drive to Albuquerque one day and then like the rest of the way the next. And then I was looking at like Amtrak, right? Like how much is it to take a train out there? I was just like looking at all my transportation options because
I mean you have to. I know people
I would have hated to be ready to go on my flight Monday
and it's
morning
not
and
just...
then it gets canceled and then it's like I gotta find another way to get there.
Yeah, it's not just the bag issue, it's all these flights have been canceled. I know people that were trapped. I know people that were leaving Pittsburgh today to go to like Florida or whatever, and their flight got canceled. They just ended up, they're going to drive from Pittsburgh to Florida. I mean, it's pretty crazy. So if you are traveling across, it's never a great idea to travel during the holidays in general, because it's going to be packed everybody. Yeah, but on top of that, with all this, is just stay home, but it's always hard for us because again, CES is always the first week of January. So it's a tough thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else that we need to tell everybody about. I don't think so.
We'll be over on Twitch.
Yeah, we're gonna jump over to Twitch. But before that, we did on Christmas, we threw out a bunch of Steam codes. We put some on our Facebook, we put some on Twitter, put some on our Discord. I have a bunch more Steam codes we'll be giving away over the next week, I guess. So check Discord, follow us on social media. We'll be throwing some more out there. Also in January, we will have a very big giveaway, which I'm excited for as well. So lots of giveaway stuff coming up.
Free games. Mortal Shell is free right now on Epic Games. Nice. I missed something.
Dying Light.
No, it was something else. And I was like, oh, I need to go get this tomorrow. And I totally forgot. And I'm pissed. Because it was something that like looked really good, like graphics wise looked good. And I was like, oh, I would enjoy playing this, I think. I forgot. I can't even remember what it was. And yeah.
That's what the holidays do to you. You just like your mind just goes all over, you know?
Oh, yeah. I had so much going on. Really missed it.
But yeah, like I said, next time you see Ryan and I, we will be in the same place, which will be pretty cool. And hopefully we have the podcast setup goes, because we've never done a live podcast with video ever. So
right yeah, I mean this is live obviously, but
yes. Well yeah, but like we've never done in person. There's always a lot of variables when it comes to doing things, and you forget something or whatever, so I make sure I have everything all packed and all good to go. But like Ryan said, we will be jumping over to Twitch, twitch.tv/thinkcomputers, playing some Apex Legends, so I'm definitely excited to get that going on. Thanks everybody for coming out. Hopefully you guys had a great holiday and have a really good new year. And we don't get to say this that often, but we will see everybody next year.